Welcome everybody to the Motivational Trainer, and we're going to get started with what does it take to be financially free. Before we get started, please hit the subscribe button. It allows greater access to the podcast. Leave me a review, good, bad, or ugly. I'm always looking for constructive criticism and a review, preferably 5 stars. The higher the rating, the more folks I can touch. Even if I don't get the 5 stars, that's fine, because I want to know why that is. So what does it take to get to financial freedom? And it's multifactorial, just like anything else in life. And there's no magic bullet. And even the magic bullets that you may think are out there aren't the ones that are going to get you there, because we see numerous times, you know, through the lottery, through athletes, you know, you get this lump sum of money, but you don't change your mindset. You don't change your understanding of how to utilize that money for longevity. And that's where folks get themselves in trouble. And, you know, I know statistic changes from time to time, but the average athlete is broke within 2 years. It's like 78% of the athletes broke within 2 years. And I want to say 90% of the millionaires lose all their money within the first year. So, you know, what do you need to be doing? You're not probably going to be the person to get that $1 million opportunity. And most of you, if you're like-minded like myself, don't want that opportunity, because what you will enjoy with the Momentum Trainer program is healthy habits, and that's part of the process. And what we really try to enjoy is the process and accepting the process. And that's where I'll start this podcast, because there are so many people out there that don't want to go through the process. They want the quick fix, and the quick fix isn't the answer, because the quick fix, it's not worth it. It can be lost just as fast as it can be gained. So, but if you have a strong process in place with good habits reinforcing your rituals, then you're going to set yourself up for the weathers. You know, you're going to have the summers where you grow, you have the springs, you're going to have the winters where it's not as plentiful as other years. But there are folks who are very successful in the winters. They just know how to navigate around the winters. So what do we need to be doing today to take the first steps to financial freedom? And everybody's situation is a little bit different. That's why I'd like to talk to you one-on-one if you want to get on my calendar, because this is part of the program. I'm not a financial advisor, but, you know, financial advisors, from what I've learned, don't necessarily always give the best advice, because everybody's situation is a little different. And the financial advisors I know, or at least the ones that I've been dealing with in the past, paint with a broad brush, you know, one shoe fits all, and that's not the case probably with your portfolio. Now, there are things you can do to set yourself in a better position to be successful, and we'll talk about that. But you got to get the ball rolling, right? And where would you start? So, and I'm just going to take a typical situation right now, because the typical person starts off life behind the eight ball. And why is that? That is because our financial system set up that the day you turn 18 as a high school student, or maybe you graduated high school, just graduated high school, but you don't have a steady job or a steady income, a well-paying steady job or steady income, what do you get? You get credit cards. And unfortunately, at that age, we have not been taught how money works. And usually, the majority of us aren't mature enough to have the capacity to understand the value of credit. Now, there are different philosophies about credit, and we will get into that in other podcasts. But initially, an 18-year-old does not know how to utilize credit who's been taught from the traditional education system. So what that person does is that person starts buying a bunch of liabilities. And what goes on with that is things they can't necessarily afford that perceptually they might be able to afford because they're living at home and they don't have that expense. But they start racking up little things here or there, and it's nice, it's easy, it's convenient, because you're making minimum payments. Unfortunately, what happens is there's an end game to the minimum payment game. And what happens is when folks start reaching that end game, what they'll most likely do is apply for another credit card, because at that point in time, you don't have bad credit, you have new credit, and you haven't affected your credit negatively at this point because you just made minimum payments, so you've been in good standing. So you're eligible for another credit card. And what they do is they end up getting another credit card. And so on and so forth. The problem with that is, eventually, that catches up to them. Because once you continue to bring on additional debt, not increase your income significantly, you get yourself into issues down the road. And those issues don't typically come until 5, 10, 15 years later, because you can play that game. You know, our financial system set up that you can be in the negative. You know, when our parents were growing up and, you know, the baby boomers, you know, you couldn't pass go. You know, you can far exceed go. You can be in the negative these days with a lot of creditors. And when that happens is the most vital time of our life to be in a good financial position. Because typically that happens in our late 20s, early 30s, where we have just now secured a consistent, pretty good paying job. You know, we're starting to make advancements in our career. But what comes with that too is all the other things with life. You grow a family. Most folks are either in a serious relationship or married by that time. Most folks either have one or